bring you a word from the Lord in the next few minutes that we have. You know, God, it doesn't take God a long time to do what is long term. You didn't catch it? Yeah, it doesn't take God a long time to do what is long term. Hallelujah. We won't miss anything to his glory. Inaccurate loss appraisal. Inaccurate loss appraisal. You know, in this thing that we say we are looking for something or whatever we are looking for, in our reference scripture, Bible says, when the woman found it. You see, many times we are inconsistent or indiscretional in what we are looking for because of inaccurate sense of appraisal. We leave what we should look for and are looking for what we should not look for because of inaccurate loss appraisal. What is an appraisal? An appraisal is an expert assessment or estimate of the value of something. Remember, in our reference scripture, Bible says that woman lost her earring. In fact, Bible says she had 10 and she lost one piece. Hallelujah. But it takes expert and accurate assessment of that loss to know that looking for that one piece is necessary. Are you here? Somebody will say, oh, but I have 9 remaining. They always share this testimony. I'm sure you have heard it. We just had Somiwa at the time, and Shewa was, she was pregnant of Shewa. Then she was by the sink washing. Oh, you will answer the enemy accurately. You will know how to answer. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. And then she was, doing her chores by the sink in the kitchen. And somebody sold an idea to her. By, of course, you know who that person is, the troublemaker. She said, oh, by the way, you are pregnant now, right? So now that the second one is on the way, if the other one goes, that's fine. Can you imagine Satan? And then as that was going on, she said, no. God will not give us one to take the other. Say, I will answer well. 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 Because Jesus answered them well here. And you know what? At that self same time, my people, at that self same time, Tomoa was being electrocuted in my mother's house. You know, because D wanted to have some time. She was, very heavy at the time. And so I took Temiwa to my mom's house, and there was this naked electricity wire that was left quiet. How he even got there, well, you know how we have compound in Nigeria. And the boy just went there. My sister, God bless her memory, was around, doing her thing by the tap. And then she just heard him screech. And then she looked back. Something you could totally have ignored. And when she looked, there was the boy stuck. When he was rescued, there was a blister in his hand. Let's give God a hand clap. Glory be to God. Did you see that kind of loss adjustment or appraisal? That's from Satan. But thank God she did what? She answered well. You know, sometimes Satan is looking for a agreement. Glory be to God. She wants to, say, I will answer well. I will answer well. I will answer well. Bible says, holding captive every thought. It's not every thought that is a good thought. You think Satan was walking by the side of Satan, of Jesus in Matthew chapter 4 when he told him to turn stones to bread? You think he was there like physical? No, it was a thought in his mind. Glory be to God. When he said Satan took him to the pinnacle of the temple, you think he were walking side by side? No. It was the war of the minds. Lift up your hands and say, Lord, I will answer well. I will answer well. I will answer well. In Jesus' name. Expert estimate of the value of something. When you don't understand the worth or the value of what is damaged, lost, or stolen, you won't be able to care for it. Are you here? Are you here? And oftentimes, it is not now what is stolen we show. It is in the future when you need it. You didn't catch it. Because when something is stolen, you know, it will be stealing quietly and without your notice, right? It's when you went there, you say, is it not 10 I put here? How come it's now 2 or 4? And then it's the day you need it. Thank God for my daughter who came to share that testimony. That, you know what could have been stolen from that girl that time? And she said that. Let's give God the hand clap. Inaccurate loss appraisal. If you know the worth of what you have, you will insure it or mitigate its loss, it's been lost, stolen, or damaged. Are you here? So that you know how to preserve it, starting from our own very life. Satan is a wicked and bad man. Can I tell you something? Somebody came, I was a Lubukola. He said that father-in-law said, if God give you bread, don't let Satan butter it. You know what? It's a game. I shared with you what is a game and what is a design. You get what I'm saying? A game is who wants to win. I better get me. Check it. In a game, Super Bowl was last week. They didn't continue until somebody, somebody won. Hallelujah. So when those two people came, somebody must know that one of us will go down. I better get me. Yeah, that's a game. So I want you to know that Satan is a gamer. Are you here? So that you know how to be. Satan is a bad man. I tell you. You know. Anyway, let's go on. Glory be to God. Now, when he gives you entreaties, he's not a kind person, no. You didn't catch it. It's not so kind to want to let you have it like that. You didn't catch that. My God, he's a bad man. And the more subtle his entreaties, the more wicked what he's seeking to gain. They won't get me. Inaccurate loss appraisal. There's a great danger to have poor sense of value. Well, you know, when we can, you know the story of Eve? She thought Satan was kind, but Satan was very unkind. When we have poor sense of, and I want to charge you, my children, my younger ones, elevate your sense of value. You know how to appraise things accurately. Forget me, because, you know, predators, and when I say predators, I don't even mean sexual predators now. Anybody who seeks to get advantage of you will play your being naive. That's what happens to Eve and Satan. You know, Satan knew what the presence of God represents. He used to be the archangel, the cherub that covers. Let me give you some background about him. You see, of all angels, he was the most decorated. He was the most anointed. My people, he can interpret the mood of God. He had pipes in all his body. It was like, so if, just for purpose of for your comprehension, if God is moody, he knows what, if he raises his hand like this, he knows what song to pipe to change God's mood. Oh my God. You get what I'm saying? And that's why Bible says, when he fell, He knows the sense of his loss. And Bible says he came with great wrath. You know, seeking to damage anything that can replace him with God. Are you here? Now, you know, Jesus Christ said God is a spirit and God is looking for those who will worship him in spirit and in truth. He's a covering angel. He's the one, you know, when kings want to come out of the car, have you seen them before? How some guys will try to cover. Have you seen it that before? You haven't seen it. Oh, you need to go to town. Go to village. You know, when kings want to come out of their car, or when they are not in a good shape to be captured on camera, there are some men that follow them. They will, oh, okay, if you don't know that. You know, the president of America, if he wants to take a bullet, somebody must do this. Oh, you don't know. Oh, think twice before you become. No. You see that some guys around them, they are designed, part of their job is to get hit for the rather than the president. Did you catch it? Now, the essence of that, you know, is to, you know, when God calls him the angel that covers, you know, is the one that prevents. I'm not saying God is a moody God. You know, I don't want you to see and bring it to our level like that. You get what I'm saying? But he has an administration that, you know, to the exclusion of other angels. You get what I'm saying? Now, when he came, and he knew, you know, when God said, let us make man, that was a design to checkmate him. Praise the Lord. Did you catch that? It was a design. Because the Bible says when he fell, God said, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. For that great serpent had come into your midst with great vengeance. All right. Now, when he came, God now said, I'm Alpha Colin. we'll chase you to Denton. You know where Denton is? Denton is a police station in Nigeria. May you not go to Denton. When we were young, honey, only what Denton. Only what Denton. You know, anyway, when people are really like fierce enemy, you say, I will chase you to Denton. That is, before they put me to Denton, we will enter Denton together. That's to show the extent of how fierce that battle could be. Praise the Lord. Now, when he raised man up, he came. Say, inaccurate, loss, appraisal. My people, he came. Second Corinthians chapter 11. I have to close. Second Corinthians chapter 11. See what Paul said. Chapter 3, verse 3. Let's stand up on our feet. Paul wrote to the church because he knows that Satan is a bad man. He said, but, you know, what really, I stop wonder, you know, try and wonder, what did he tell a third of angels that confused them, because that's not conviction, right? That confused them to side him. That's not funny. These are angels that are holy. People, you know, Bible says angels excel in strength. They do acne to the voice of God's command. Oh, Father, have mercy. But it's the third of angels sided with this man, only for them to know that they lost their place. Inaccurate loss and prison. Now, when he got to the ground, now don't forget, Eve has no history of evil. They don't know anything but God. You know, you and I, we are repentant. You know how David said, we were born inside it. He said, my mother conceived me. He had no history. They knew nothing evil. The only notice they have is of God. The only knowledge they have is of God. But see what the exclamation of Paul. He said, but I fear. Lest, can I tell you a secret? Satan uses enemies. Mommy, I've heard people say, Pastor, it's my husband. He said, no, it's the means of the devil. And they get me. You know, you see, you can throw the ball in anybody's court. The goal of Satan is to use enemies. Say, he won't get me. Oh, enemies, mommy. You can use what you like. How did he get Samson? It's not everything that destroys us is what is our hater. He can, my people, he uses enemies. There are some embrace you should avoid. Are you here? Oh, you don't know. Go and ask Jesus. He said, thou betrayest me with a kiss. They won't kiss you the kiss of death. In the name of Jesus. He said, but I fear lest by enemies. So you have to really wake up to that reality that this guy uses enemies. He can use what is painful. He can use what is delightful. He can use, you know, somebody lying on you. My people, he uses what works. He uses what works. What will serve his interest. And that's why you must be led by the Holy Spirit. Paul put it this way, we are not unaware of his devices. Now, he now said here, he said, as Satan beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from what is simple. Mommy, let's lift up our hands to God. I say, Lord, don't let Satan get me. Save me from inaccurate, lost appraiser. He will tell you there is nothing wrong until there was nothing right. But he won't get you in the name of Jesus. Let's go before God. Let's lift up our children to God. Lord, pray for your husband. Pray for your wife. Pray for your children. Pray for your boss. Pray. Whoever is seeking to gain me by advantage, the Lord judge them. The Lord judge them. Their hand will not be able to perform what their heart designed. In the name of Jesus, Jekapa Ikato. It will make you think there is nothing wrong until you find there is nothing right. In the name of Jesus, Mekapo Shakata. In Jesus' name we pray. Before you sit down, you remember the story of Esau. Inaccurate loss appraiser. In Genesis chapter 25, his brother said, sell me your birthright. Verse 31, let's go quickly. Do you know, he didn't appraise the loss properly. He said, look at verse 31, sweetheart. Genesis chapter 25, verse 31. He says, and Jacob said, because that's how Satan will come to, sell me this day thy birthright. You know, birthright are not given right to. They are not right given to you. You get what I'm saying? They are not right to negotiate. They are birth. You can only have that right because you were born by it. Did you catch that? It's a very important and necessary asset that we must not lose. But because of time, let's go on. Let's go on to verse 32. You know what the man said? He said, I'm hungry. What is it to me? Did you hear his comment? And Esau said, behold, I am at the point of death. Say enemies. Oh, yeah. He uses enemies. He can push you to the end that you think that this is the only choice you have. Irony. Hallelujah. He said, somebody will say, Pastor, you do. What do you want me to do? What do you want me? The only thing I can do now is to die. You know, like do this thing. But that thing will kill you. But not any of us in Jesus' name. He said, I am at the point to die. He convinced himself he has a reason. And what profit shall this bad right do to me? You see what happened to him later on? Hebrews chapter 12, verse 16. Mommy, he sought that bad right with tears. Inaccurate loss appraiser. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 17. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 17. Did you see this? If I start from 16, he said, lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. Look at the next verse. For ye know how that after, you remember I told you it's when you will need it, you will know what you know what was lost, but nothing will be lost in your hand. He said, for ye know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the confirmment that birthright gave to him, he was rejected. For he had no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. I wanted to lay to prayer and say, Lord, save me from every inaccurate loss appraiser. Everything or anything and anyone seeking to take advantage of me by minimizing the loss to their own advantage, judge that evil. Let them go down and I move on in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and wrap that up in prayer. Lord, save me. Save my wife. Save these children you blessed us with. Lord, save Lighthouse. Inaccurate loss appraiser. If we come to that person as if there's nothing, that woman had been bound 18 years and some people were not happy that Jesus healed her on a Sabbath day. And Jesus Christ said, are you calculating this loss? This is inaccurate. This woman ought to be loosed. She needs to find her health back. She needs to be well again. She has a birthright, being the daughter of Abraham, that confer rights to be healed anytime. Thank you, precious Father. Thank you, precious Father. Thank you, precious Father. Thank you, precious Father. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Daddy, we brought all this matter to your table today. Answer to anyone who find any reason against anyone not to see or find that which we are looking for. That woman lost her health 18 years. And then she came to the church. The head of the synagogue, challenged Jesus. He said, you should guys should not, you have 6 days. Why are you coming? You come to see Monday to Sunday or Saturday to get healed. Don't come here on Sunday. And Jesus answered him back. He said, you have goats, you have sheep. Every morning, including Sabbath, you don't tie them. Oh, thank you, Daddy. Anybody that is against your wellness today, God answer them back to their shame. Because that's what happened to those people. He said all his adversary, everybody who said that woman should not find her health, became ashamed. Daddy, set all of us loose from every loss to inherit every gain in the name of Jesus. Lord, guide this house. Let nothing be lost again. Let nothing be stolen. Let nothing be damaged in the name of Jesus. Please stretch your hands towards me and pray for me that I myself will not exchange life for death. I will not be deceived. I will not follow the entreaties of Satan. I haven't prayed to others. I myself will lead the pack in inheriting glory. Our first shall not become last in the name of Jesus. Father Lord, save me from every inaccurate loss appraiser. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Your appraiser at work this year will be bam. It will be so bam. As the Lord liveth, it will be so bam. Hallelujah. Like yesterday said, they will ask you, how did you do it? And you say, I didn't even think about it. Except God answered them. Glory be to God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's share the grace in fellowship. Thank you, man. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you. Have a great Sunday. I'm sure you know you are free to break your fast. You can have a Sprite.